ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, fans of all ages, it's your favorite time of the week. You might need to brace yourself and grab a cold beverage. Mark and Scott are ready to drop some college football betting knowledge on your ass. The boys are back and ready to help you find some angles to beat your book, impress your friends, and get you ready to enjoy the greatest sport on the planet. So sit back and enjoy, because we're damn happy to have you. Welcome to the Crazy Sheet.
Scotty, how the hell are you, brother? And our first midweek Maxion update that we have done in years. We got Maxion, we got six games Tuesday, Wednesday. We promised last week we would get back out there and do it. Are you excited about this?
Man, plus there's some games I like. I mean, this is gonna be fun. Just kicking it right off tonight at six p.m. baby. The Akron and Eastern Michigan, you gotta love it. I mean, we got Ohio and Miami. We got Ball State, Toledo tonight. Gonna be some fun games. This ought to be fun to watch.
Absolutely. How excited are you that you're gonna need three screens to watch some action this week? Most people get this excited about the SEC and things like that, but no, we got three screens you're gonna need for action. You're gonna have to be able to stream one of my things. I don't even know if are they all on? Or are they on?
I'm not sure. I've actually got to look. I think CBS Sports Network may have one of them.
Gotcha.
I know the people in the MAC, like people I talk to, hate them playing during the week. And I just tell them, man, you got to learn to love it, because this is so fabulous for the league and for everybody. I think you have to be there. No, you got to stream Eastern and Akron.
No, I'm excited. Midweek action. You got a lot of teams here that are really getting close to bowl eligibility. We've got some teams that have kind of risen up, down, so on and so forth. So we're going to talk about it this week. Is we're going to focus on just the Tuesday, Wednesday slates. We'll have another podcast that will dive into the rest of the week. Got some midweek action. We're going to cover all six games, highlights. I've gone through and checked the weather for all these games. If you've ever bet on the action, you know weather can come into play. Crazy winds, temperature swings, and you really got to start paying attention to those types of things. I've looked at the weather across the board in the Midwest, and it does not look like we're going to have any Tuesday, Wednesday. That being said, if you saw the weather last week in some of the Big Ten games, pay attention. It looks like we may have a little bit more weather this Saturday, so we'll dig in more to that when we get out to the main podcast. First game, Scott, we'll just run through these. If you've got an opinion, put it out there. If you got to play, game 101-102, Eastern Michigan, Akron, over-unders 57. Akron's getting 7. Akron's, I see it like trending, dude. They're 4-5 to the, against the number, 4-5 to the under. I don't personally have a play here. I would lean Eastern Michigan in this spot, laying 7 in Akron, but I'm not going to put anything out on it.
Akron is finally playing better really the deal. I expected Morehead to – I just don't think I realized how big of a train wreck the program was. I expected him to kind of get this on the rails a little bit sooner. But that's part of the deal. I do think Eastern is going to win this ball game. I think they probably cover. I'm with you. I would lean towards Eastern, but this is not a play for me tonight.
Next game, Ohio is traveling to Miami to play here. Over-unders at 51.5. Miami's getting 2.5. This line's inched up. It opened at a pick'em, moved to 1, then somebody must have hit it. It got up to 2. I saw a 3, and it got wiped out. Ohio's scoring 33 points a game. They're giving up 33. They're 6-3, straight up 6-3 to the number, and 6-3 to the over. Miami's scoring 19 points a game, giving up 21. They're 4-5, straight up 4-5 to the under. 4-5 against the spread, 1-8 to the under. Interesting game. This is an Ohio team I think a lot of people wrote off early in the season. You and I were high on this team. This is Albin's first full year. Last year, he inherited the team early on. We had some folks that we know the program pretty well saying they thought this was going to be a really good team. Offensively, this team has gotten better as the season's gone on. But their defense is atrocious. And they're giving up literally close to 500 yards a game on the defensive side of the ball. Miami of Ohio, they lean to the under. But what you've got to realize is Gabbert, the quarterback, I don't know if it's Blaine Gabbert's little brother or nephew or what, but anyway, he's the quarterback. Miami got injured in the very first game of the season. just came back last week and helped him get that win over Akron. He's really the bread and butter for this team. He's back in the lineup this week. I want to lean Ohio, but Scotty, where are we going with this one?
I like the over in this play. I just don't see how here's the deal. Miami wins this ball game straight up. I know they're favored. I mean, not an underdog. They win this game straight up if Ohio can't get in the 30s. Well, we're looking at a blowout if Miami can't score more than normal. So the bottom line is I think Ohio's going to be able to score. I think this is the best offense in the MAC. I think they're going to put up some points, and I think Miami's actually going to be able to score on a bad defense. And I think this game scores a little more. I think this gets in the high 50s at a minimum. But I could also see this being one of those games that's just a big number. This could be a typical Tuesday night action kind of deal where they really get out of control. I also kind of like Ohio to win. I don't think Miami is going to be able to keep up enough. I'll probably have a small play on Ohio to win the game, but I like the over in this ball game more than either one of the teams.
Absolutely. Next game, Scotty, Testicle Tech, otherwise known as Ball State, traveling up to Glassboro, playing the Rubber Bowl. Isn't it the Rubber Bowl that's at Toledo? That's right, I think. The Rubber Bowl in Toledo. I may be wrong on that. Anyway, over-under here is 50. Toledo's laying 11. Ball State scoring 25 points a game, giving up 27. They're 5-4 straight up, 4-5 to the number, and 3-6 to the under. Toledo scoring 36 points a game, giving up 27. They're 6-3 straight up, 4-5 to the under. 4-5 to the under. Man, I would want to bet Ball State in this game. I don't know that Daquan Finn's going to play, and he's the gas for that offense from Toledo's standpoint. When he's in the game, they're pretty electric. They haven't been as good this year as they have in years past. But if you want to set a Twitter alert, and if you can find out if Daquan Finn's playing, then I would lean in that direction. But without him, I might go Ball State. Otherwise, this game's kind of a hard pass for me.
Couple of stats that are pretty good. Road team 11-3 the last 14 meetings against the spread.
Interesting.
Ball State 7-1 against the spread last 8 trips to Toledo.
Wow.
So that's a couple of interesting stats. I'm with you. I think this may be a little too big of a number. Ball State's playing better. I think they're 5-2 their last 7.
Yeah.
They're getting better. That's a better football team progressing as the season goes on. I just think this is too many points. If the quarterback Lynn doesn't play, then this is a definite take for me, but I will wait and see. I think it's too many points regardless. But if he's not playing, I'm definitely taking Ball State.
Yep, I got you there. All right, next game, let's go to Wednesday, Scotty, on the slate that's here. Northern Illinois, Western Michigan, over-under is 49.5. This is a pick 'em. I'm not even going to go through the stats on this. This is a pass for me. Weather should be fine. Neither one of these teams has really performed well. Western Michigan's kind of been banged up with some injuries. And Northern Illinois, as lucky as they were last season, this season – they're just not that good. I hated this team last year. They beat me every time I played them. And so I'm going to pass on this one. If you've got an opinion on it, put it out there.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm out there. This is a no-go for me. Western's not very good either. I mean, this is two of the worst teams in the MAC. So it's going to be interesting to see how this game pans out. Now, the next game I do like.
Buffalo to play Central Michigan, the Shark Humper. Over-under is 54. The game's running up to be right around a pick'em to Buffalo. I think is -1 on the road in some books, depending on what you're looking at. Buffalo scoring 30 points a game, giving up 27. They're 5-4 straight up, 6-2 against the number, and 5-4 the over. Central Mich scoring 26 points a game, giving up 29. They're 3-6 straight up, 4-5 against the number, and 4-5 to the under. I'm going Buffalo. Let's put it out there. I like what Lundquist, the coach at Buffalo, has done up there. That guy, you know, we laughed when he had to take that program over a couple of years ago when Leopold left and players left. I think he's done a hell of a job with this thing. And I like Buffalo going on the road and getting this one done here. Central has not been very consistent this season.
No, I think that would be being kind. They are the most disappointing team to me in the MAC, and it's not even close. And that's taking into account that Kent State's not been nearly as good as I thought they were going to be. There's no doubt. So I thought Central was really going to bounce ahead, and they have really just gone back the wrong way. I mean, they're turning the football over like mad. I mean, they're minus 12 on the season. Buffalo's got a plus 18 turnover advantage here. Mix in, they're the better football team to begin with. I know they're going on the road. You got to pick them. I'm going to take the Bulls. I like Buffalo here. I think they win this ball game by a touchdown.
Do you think there's even a home field advantage when you're playing in the MAC on a Wednesday?
No, I don't. And that's one thing that I was saying about all the guys. They all hate the midweek because it takes fear, because some of these stadiums are actually pretty fun places to go. They're not gigantic, you know, they're not 100,000 seat stadiums, but some of these places are pretty fun places to go and can get kind of rowdy, and that's taken away during the midweek. And, you know, so a lot of the fans of the MAC don't really enjoy the midweek games, but everybody else in America loves it. And I think it's fabulous for the league as well. So I like me some Buffalo here. I don't think there's much of a home field advantage. I just think they're the better football team. And if Central Michigan does what they've done all year, turning the football over, that's in this ball game.
Last MAC game we got this week, or at least in this midweek MACtion slate, Kent State will be traveling to Bowling Green. Over-under here is 55. Bowling Green's getting 2.5. Kent State scored 27 points a game, giving up 31. They're 3-6 straight up, 3-6 against the number, 3-6 to the under. Bowling Green scored 24 points a game, giving up 31. They're 5-4 straight up, 3-5 to the under, and 3-5 against the number, and 6-3 to the over. Are you going to fucking make me bet Kent State again? I mean, this team has burned me all season long.
Well, if they're going to burn you this time, it's going to be because they cover as a road favorite. Because I like Bowling Green in this game. I think they're going to win the football game, candidly. This is a team that's gotten better.
Yeah.
And they played a tough schedule non-conference to begin with. This team's got – last week, I've not checked after last week's play, but going into last week, had the most sacks in the country.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Getting after dudes. So, I mean, this is an interesting team. They kind of get after some people. The way Kent likes to move that ball around, a pressuring, aggressive defense, I like to win this ball game for Bowling Green. And look, this is a team that can score some points. You look at this, and you look at the scores they're giving up, you look at them statistically, these teams are very, very similar. I think the difference in this game is that Bowling Green defense making a few big plays, and then I think the difference is that Kent State pass defense is a little bit worse, giving up almost 9 yards an attempt. I think that's the difference in the ball game.
Scott, that being said, there's three plays out there, two official. I think we're going to go over in the Ohio State game at 51.5. We got Buffalo at a pick'em, maybe laying one. And then you've got a lean in the Bowling Green game, unless you want to make that an official play.
That's correct. I'm going to two officials.
Folks, that being said, that'll be the Midweek MACtion. We'll have our regular podcast up later in the week. Let's hope you can enjoy some Midweek MACtion, some TV, make a few bucks, and get ready for the weekend. With that being said, we'll sign off, and we'll see you later this week.